one of my Bible studies I have with colleagues of mine, we just started going through James. It's incredibly fitting for the times that we are in. In verse 8 of chapter 1, well, let me start in verse 7. For the person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Talking about asking for faith, that faith can produce its perfect work and all that stuff. It's a really good chapter. I highly recommend reading James. It's really important. But one of the things I was thinking about and why I read that to start off the show is that double-minded men are unstable in all of their ways. And James is talking about it in the context of asking God for things, that they are double-minded and they shouldn't suppose they will receive anything. Double-minded, meaning they are focused on different things. Two, if we were saying double, but oftentimes it could be more. But I think specifically it's worldly things versus the kingdom. And if you are focusing on those things, don't expect anything from the Lord. But the part that I've been really digging into is unstable in all his ways. I bring that up because I believe we are seeing that in Big Eva, in our government, in our rulers, our elites. And when we understand what it means to be unstable, well, there's great advantages to be take advantage of those advantages and those opportunities. And today is a sophisticated show, so I'm drinking some scotch. The Belvini Caribbean cask, however you say Caribbean. Fantastic. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network, over to FLFnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field. Okay, so what does it mean to be unstable in all your ways? Well, you do things like this. You say in the virus era that we just lived through that you cannot go outside. If you go outside, you are not loving your neighbors. If you are going outside, you are sentencing the vulnerable to death. You're risking the medical community. You're risking your pets. You're risking everyone that is an innocent victim. One mind. The next era we are in, the riot era. If you don't go out and protest, you may not even be a Christian. You may not even be saved. You are part of the problem. You're a racist, aren't you? If you are not out there protesting and standing up for, what was his name again? You see, from what I hear in the reports, people aren't even talking about it anymore. And they're unstable in other ways. And so, and this is something you think about with politicians and you love it because we have the internet now and we have all these recordings where you could take almost any politician, Democrat and Republican, this isn't a partisan thing. This is a double-minded thing. This is for those who don't have their mind fixed on Christ and fixed on his kingdom alone. You're a fool, you're unstable, and you are double-minded. These people go back and forth, and so you can catch them. They'll support one position one day, and they'll support another position another day. And it happens with our politicians. It happens with our spiritual leaders, quote unquote. It happens with those elites among us who pretend to do what's best for us, pretend that they have our best interest in mind, that they're coming alongside of us and showing us poor, poor, stupid, common folk, commoners, how to live our lives. And when we start to realize that they are not gods, meaning they don't have superior knowledge, they don't have the secrets to life that we need to find out and investigate to be able to be at their level, but all we need to do is to be focused on God and pray for wisdom, not being double-minded, and let patience have its perfect work. Let all of the stuff that it talks about in James, let it happen, focusing on God, and that we will have all that we need to live a life of godliness. And when you realize that and you stop pursuing the elites, you stop pursuing this higher knowledge that they're veiling, telling you how to live your life, telling you how to think, when you can stop that, you can start taking advantage of the situation. I just looked at the portfolio that I play around with my options, and I'm up 10,000% right now. That's right. I'm up 10,000%. It might be actually, I looked at it before the market closed, and I know the market closed, it dropped off just a little bit at the end. So it might be under 10,000%, but it's like 9,800%. And I'm not doing that to brag, but I'm just doing this to prove a point. You'd be saying, this isn't a political show. What are you talking about? Religious stuff. But this is the point, is when you can study the word of God, the truths in this, and understand why people are doing what they're doing, why people say what they are saying, what to believe, what not to believe, what sounds right, what not. In other words, when you gain wisdom that James is talking about, well, then you understand more, not just know more, but understand how to navigate the world God created. And one of those ways, somebody asked me on Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, it's the new social media site that I am primarily at, a lot of other people are primarily at now, because they don't censor you. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So you should join, you can look me up, How to Build a Tent there. And they're asking me, I don't get it. Why is the economy doing so good right now when all of these protests are happening? And I was telling him what we've talked about on the show before. Well, the coronavirus happened, and the majority of trades that happen are algorithms, are either determined and bought and sold by computers themselves, or it's informing you through charts and graphs and all of these indicators that people rely on. And when something that's never happened before, like the economy shuts down, when there's this worldwide pandemic that's treated like the Ebola virus, well, the market went crazy. And then you start reading, you start watching the projections, you start seeing what people are doing, how they're making it political, how they're making it worse. You start to see certain states that are conservative are opening up, certain states that aren't are the non-conservative states. And you're starting to see the political bet, and you start to realize this isn't really what it seems. And I made my bets and I put my money where my mouth was, because I understood the market oversold and believed the lie. And that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing all those reports come out that it wasn't as bad as it was. The death rate isn't as bad. People have immunity. There's these like immunities you have from other coronaviruses that have been out there, or COVID by viruses or whatever they call them. And it's not like, oh, I'm so smart, look at me. But all these signs were out there. There were studies coming out by, I know Stanford was one, but there was like five or six other ones that were showing the same things. I love the Cross Politics show. They had Horowitz on. Brilliant dude, just talking about this very same thing. It's just, you have to have wisdom to know what is being sold to you and what is not. Now, I want to go into an article, because remember, it's a sin to be a conspiracy theorist. And what we mean by conspiracy theorist, that is sinful according to Big Eva, according to the elites that are only looking out for us, they only want the best for us, is whenever you question the official story, the official narrative of what they tell you, of what the newspapers tell you, the New York Times tells you, whenever you question those things, the World Health Organization, you're sinning, you're in the middle of conspiracy theories, and that's not what Christians should be about. But I'm telling you that that is a lie from the devil, that you should be skeptical. Not that you should doubt everything and be a doubting Thomas, but when you're grounded in the word of God and you have wisdom from God, then you see the world clearly. You know that there are sinful people. You know that there are political people out there. And what I mean by political, I'm not talking about Republican, Democrat. I'm talking about moves and plays being run to acquire power. And those moves will impact your life, just like shutting down the economy impacts your life, just like starting these riots impacts people's lives. And so you not being a conspiracy theorist, like knowing that Epstein didn't kill himself, but saying, that just doesn't seem right. Now, the conspiracy theory would be Hillary Clinton did it. We don't know that. There's no proof. But we can say it's really strange that about 1,000 things lined up perfectly to have this guy commit suicide at the perfect time that all of these things happened, and so many other people wanted him dead. See, that is not being a conspiracy theorist. That's being wise. And the elites and the rulers of our country, our government, the people in the high positions of Christian circles, all want you to be a fool in the guise, and they're veiling it as you not being a conspiracy theorist. But I'm telling you, what they're calling a conspiracy theorist is a wise person. It's a wise person. And I'm going to give you an example right here from The Guardian. I put it on Parler. I put it on Twitter. This is from The Guardian. It's an actual site. It's not like, you know, the Jones guy, whatever his name is, the crazy conspiracy theorist guy. What's his name? Mark Jones? Oh, it's going to eat me up. I should know this. I should really know this. Dang it. All right. Anyways, this is the article. The government and WHO, the World Health Organization, changed COVID-19 policy based on a suspect data from a tiny U.S. company called Surgisphere, S-U-R-G-I-S-P-H-E-R, whose employees appear to include a sci-fi writer and an adult content model, provided database behind Lancet and New England Journal of Medicine hydrochloroquine studies. Now, this is the medicine that Donald Trump was promoting, that the malaria drug that people use for malaria, the anti-malaria drug, technically. And people have been using it for a long time. And Trump was saying that there was positive effects from it. And then this study came out from this little company we'll get into, that was saying that there were people dying at high rates from the hydrochloroquine studies. You've probably heard about it because it was really big news, because the press wanted to fry Trump for recommending this. And so the World Health Organization, right, the Chinese propaganda organization that all of the elites tell us that we need to pay attention to, and if you don't, you're sinning because you're a conspiracy theorist, and other national governments change their policies based on this small company in the United States that is questionable at best of any kind of science or medical expertise or experience whatsoever. There's an adult content model and a sci-fi writer among the few employees at this company. Again, this company is called Surgisphere, S-U-R-G-I-S-P-H-E-R-E. You can check it out. Now, an independent audit of the provenance and validity of the data has now been commissioned by the authors not affiliated with Surgisphere because of the concerns that have been raised about the reliability of the database. A search of publicly available materials suggests several of Surgisphere's employees have little or no data or scientific background. The company's LinkedIn page has fewer than 100 followers and last week listed just 6 employees. This was changed to 3 employees as of Wednesday. A company with 3 employees, remember, 2 of which is a sci-fi writer, an adult content model. Again, this is in The Guardian. You can look it up on the Sphere or Twitter. I just posted this yesterday. 2 of the 3 employees. Who's the third? I don't know. But that's pretty suspect to me. So, while Surgisphere claims to run one of the largest and fastest hospital databases in the world, it almost has no online presence. Its Twitter handle has fewer than 170 followers with no posts between October 2017 and March 2020. The company with 3 employees with these huge claims with no evidence to support it online is shaping policy for the WHO, along with the Chinese Communist Party and other national governments. DESAI, I don't know what this is, DESAI, has been named in 3 medical malpractice suits unrelated to the Surgisphere database. In an interview with the scientist, DESAI previously described the allegations as unfounded. So this is part of the guy's part of it. So this is the company. And here we go. Let me just read this too. So doubts over the Lancet study. And this is the study that went against the hydrochloroquine. On May 22nd, the Lancet published a blockbuster peer-reviewed study which found the anti-malarial drug hydrochloroquine, which had been promoted by Donald Trump, was associated with higher mortality rate in COVID-19 patients and increased heart problems. Trump, much to the dismay of the scientific community, had publicly touted hydrochloroquine as a wonder drug, despite no evidence of its efficacy. I can't even say that word. And you know what I'm saying. The effectiveness for treating COVID-19. Efficacy. That's the word. I have to look away from the word to be able to read it. The Lancet study going on, which listed Desai as one of the co-authors, claimed to have analyzed Circosphere data collected from nearly 15,000 patients with COVID-19 admitted to 1,200 hospitals around the world who received hydroxychloroquine alone or in combination with antibiotics. The negative findings made global news and prompted the WHO to halt the hydroxychloroquine arm of its global trials. This company of three or six people with sci-fi writers and adult content models completely changed the recommendations for the WHO and government and quit the hydroxychloroquine studies. Now, if you remember, I had a show a while ago, a couple months ago, that says, why aren't we open if we have this hydroxychloroquine data? Now, not that the data is bad, but obviously if President Trump is willing to risk his political career on something so significant, he knows something. He knows something that it's actually working. He wouldn't just say it on a whim. I know a lot of people think Donald Trump goes that way, but he doesn't. He has really good instincts, and an instinct that he has would not be to tout something that is suspect. And he doubled down on that a lot. But we have these World Health Organization and national governments saying it was killing people based on data that is at best suspect. But it is sinful for us to question this. But I'm telling you, if you just stop listening to what people tell you to think and tell you what to believe and pray to God for wisdom and start looking through the lens of the Bible to analyze the world and analyze what's being told to you and what's being sold to you, then you will be able to make investments like I did. And again, I'm not bragging about it. I didn't do anything. I invested in index funds. So I didn't pick specific companies, and I just bought a lot of options based off index funds because I knew it was oversold. I knew this was a ruse. Not because I'm a genius, not because I had some secret knowledge, but just because it's obvious when you just start and take some time to look through this stuff. It really, and I've been talking about it for a long time, that it's overblown. It's time to get in. I hope you guys listened. And I say this to say this next thing, and man, I really thought this was going to be a shorter show. Right now with the riots going on, there's riots across the globe. I was just reading an article about riots in London. These riots are not based off of one incident in Minnesota. I guarantee it. And this is what's happening, is there are big things happening in the government. That is the whole, you know, the Russian collusion coup that happened against Trump, that's starting to get fished out. That the economy was turning around. How the Democrats handled COVID-19, and how, remember I said that the Republican states opened up sooner than the Democrat states were holding the states as ransom. They started looking really bad, so now there has to be this riot thing. Now it's starting to occur to everybody that all of these things are happening in black communities that are controlled by Democrats. So there's got to be another thing to keep the ball moving so people can't stop and analyze and think about this stuff. But now we need to start thinking, what can we do to take advantage of this opportunity? From the double-minded people going back and forth, saying things that are wrong, people believing it because they're not wise. How can you, as a wise Christian founded in the Bible, make moves that are going to practically benefit yourself and your family and your church and your community? That's what we need to be going after in this time. We need to stop worrying about what people think if we posted the black thing on our YouTube in solidarity or didn't post, all that stuff. Like, don't worry what people think of you as a racist or not. Who cares? Start making moves. That's what you need to be doing. Let's go be successful. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.